The Christmas season is all about visitors, right? Family, friends, Santa. But you know, in Europe, there is a different December visitor, a terrifying monster who carries a whipping stick instead of toys. And weirdly, people seem to like him. From Portland, Oregon, Dina Pritchett reports on the rise of Krampus.
It's early December, and families are gathering outside Fressen Bakery in Portland to eat Pfeffernuss cookies and Stollen and get their pictures taken for Christmas cards. But they're not lining up to see Santa. They're here for Krampus, a giant hairy monster with goat horns and gnashing teeth and a long tongue to taste your sins. Edgar Loesch owns the bakery. Growing up, his parents not only warned that Krampus would kidnap him if he misbehaved, they would literally sneak outside and rattle chains.
You go to bed and then suddenly, at some point, you hear like somebody shuffling outside a bedroom door, scratching on the door.
At Fressen, some pose in mock horror, some giving Krampus a high five. Amy Young brought her 2-year-old Sophie, who was surprisingly excited.
What sound does Krampus make?
Sadly, it ended the way so many holiday photo shoots do.
We were doing so good, though.
The darkness of Krampus is real. But so is the darkness of winter. Sarah Clegg is a folklorist and author of The Dead of Winter, Beware the Krampus and Other Wicked Christmas Creatures. Clegg says in medieval Europe, the end of the year was spooky season.
They are putting on antlers, going door to door, demanding treats. I mean, they're demanding money and alcohol.
And then in the 1500s, the figure of the child eater emerged.
He's horrible with like lank, greasy hair and sort of cramming children into his mouth.
Clegg says over the centuries, child eating monsters slid back in the calendar to the feast of Saint Nick, kind of the stick to Santa's carrot. Krampus is just the version from the Alpine region. But Clegg says by the late 1800s, he becomes the version because of merch. Krampus chocolates, Krampus pepper grinders, and most importantly, Krampus postcards. Some scary, some silly, some something else.
There's sexy Krampus cards. There's like adult lady Krampus with a very big whip. And sort of debonair, handsome, topless Krampus. It's so fun. God, I wish it was still sold.
Recently, Krampus does seem to be making it back into popular culture. There are cutesy Krampus children's books. There's a horror film to show who shows up when you don't get into the Christmas spirit.
His name is Krampus.
You can find Krampus events from Salzburg to San Antonio. About 150 Krampuses and fans gathered in Portland for the 15th annual Krampus Parade. You'd almost think it's a merry bunch of carolers until you look closer. There are horns and antlers and bloody doll parts. Gretchen Brown carries a giant pot and is checking whether my 9-year-old can fit inside.
Would you describe your child as tough and stringy or meat falls off the bone?
You're not going to eat her, are you?
We should note that no kids were harmed. Some of the Krampuses actually handed out candy from their sacks instead of stuffing naughty children into them. But as the sun sets at 4:30, it feels right to embrace the darkness and have a little fun with it. And maybe scare a few children along the way. From Portland, Oregon, I'm Dina Pritchett.